Okay, we're up to Shashirim Perakhes, Posuk Yud Aleph. Kerem Hoyo Lishloimoy. Shlomo had a vineyard, Bebal Homoy, in the, he says, the plain of Hamon. I don't know what that means. Nosas and Akem Lenoitrim. He gave over the kerem to the planters, the people who take care of it, and later the guardians, I guess, of the kerem. Ish yovi bepirio elef kosa. Each one of them brought for the fruit 1,000 pieces of kesef, of silver. What does all this mean? We'll see. Kerem hoy lishlomo. Zu Knesses Yisroel. This is referring to the Knesses Yisroel. Kerem Hashem Tzvokos Beis Yisroel. So we are the Keren, I guess, and the Shloimoy is, remember Hashem. What Rashi said at the beginning? Melech Shahasholem Shloy. Right? That's what Rashi said at the very beginning. Shirashira Mechirul Shloimoy is the Melech Shahasholem Shloy.
Please join us.
So.
This is Wednesdays? I thought it was Thursdays.
It is Thursdays.
If that's your only Kasha, you're still welcome to join us, okay? Kerem hoyel Shlomo zu Knesses Yisroel, Shenema ki Kerem Hashem Tzvokos Beis Yisroel. So we're the Kerem that belongs to Hashem. We're the vineyard of Hashem. Bebal Hamoin, Birushalayim Shi Rabas Am Bahamoin Rav. That refers to Yerushalayim, Bal Hamoin, because Yerushalayim is very heavily populated. Everybody wants to be in Yerushalayim. Baal, Loshen Mishor. It's a Loshen of a plain. You know, a straight, flat plain, the plains, above the fruited plains. Mibal God, bebikas halavonoi, from the plain of God in the Levonon Valley. Okay. Noses akem lanoitrim, mosro leyad adoinim koshim. He gave over his kerem, his vineyard, his Beis Yisroel, his klal Yisroel, to harsh masters, Bovel, Modai, Yovon, Edom, the different golus that we went into. Okay, he gave us over to oppressive masters. But Medrash Shir Hashirim Motzosi Mikza Smoch Al Noitrim Halolu Shehem Hamalchius. He says in the Medrash of Shir Hashirim, he found some support that these Noitrim are these kingdoms. Okay, so he's telling all of a sudden he tells us he got it from the Medrash. There's so much here that he got from the Medrash. So I don't know what. Maybe it's a smach al noitrim elim. Maybe it doesn't say beferish. Maybe the other things are beferish, and this is just a smach. I don't know. But he says, so this is what it is. So anyway, Hashem had, the Melech Shashlem Shalom had a kerem, which is Knesset Yisroel. And where was this kerem located? The Ika was located in Shalayim. That was the center of our existence, where many people were there. And he gave the kerem over to guardians, very, very harsh, inappropriate ones. Bovel moda yovon ve'edoim. Okay. Ish yovi bepirioi. Kol ma sheyuchlu ligvois mehen. Gulgolios ve'arnunios ve'anporos. Whatever they could collect from Klal Yisroel, they did. Taxes and maestros and anporos, he says, illegal foreclosures. They bled us monetarily in every way possible. Hakol gov mehem lohovi l'teich beisam. They, what's the word? Pilfered.
They collected our lives.
They collected, no, we're talking about, it seems we're talking about money. We're talking about everything they took from their house, whatever they could. Whatever they could take money from us, they took. Okay, so an overview, like, of going back over the Jewish history. This is what happened. There was Hashem had this beloved Kerem, and it was full of people in Yerushalayim, and he gave it over. Mosro liyad adoinim koshim. Nosen es hakerem lanoitrim. Ish yovi bepirio elef kosov. Each one to bring out all of the money that they wanted to bring. Now, it's very interesting. It's very clear from here, which we knew anyway, we didn't need this for, that Hashem nosan es hakerem lenoitrim. Let those fools not think that they took it. Let the bovel not think that they had any power. Let Rome not think they had any power. Yovon not think they had any power. Edom is Rome.
Palestinians.
What? Nobody has anything. Hashem, the only time that they can get anything from us, if Hashem gives it over to them, and he's Nosekim Lenoitrim, Ish of Kosef, and then each one can bring out all kinds of money, and they can make all kinds of difficulties for Klal Yisrael, only because Hashem gives us over to them. Next pasuk. Karmi Shalila Fonai. My kerem, my vineyard is before me. Ho'elef lecho shloimoi. The 1,000 are yours, Shloimoi. Umosayim at 200. The neiter esperio for those who guard its fruit. Okay? Whatever that means. We'll see. Ooh, yo, yo.
I feel like it should end off with a bang.
Wait, you know something? Yeah. Let's see when it ends off. Maybe it does. Okay?
We'll make it exciting, even if it's
okay.
Not.
Okay. Karmish nilafone, Rashi. The Yom Hadin, on the day of judgment, Yevim HaKodesh Baruch Hu B'Mishpot. The Yom HaKarmi. Yeah? HaKodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring them to justice. Judgment. And he's going to say, Karmi, my vineyard? Afa, that means Klal Yisrael. Afal Pishem Asartiv B'Yedchem Shelihu. Even though I gave it over to your hands, it's mine. Ulefonai bo kol mashechataftem lochem. And before me is all that you seized from them as perioi. Lo nichad mimeni mashechivisa mehem. And it's not hidden from me. I know everything that you took from them. V'heim oimrim. Elef hakesef shagovino mehem akol nachzir lecho. And they're saying the silver, 1,000 silver pieces that we collected from them, we'll give back to you. Umosayim lenotem as perioi. V'oid noisif. And we will, it's starting to end with a bang, a financial bang, right? And we'll add to that. Not only will we give you back everything that we took from them, but we will add, we'll give it to their leaders and their sages. In place of the copper, I will bring gold.
Ah.
These are who are the Turei Karta, who are the guardians of the city or the guardians of the vineyard in this case? The guardians of the vineyard.
Where does the Turei Karta come from? Where does that term come from?
That's what they call the guardians of the city.
But that's their own term.
It's not
a biblical term.
It's a Babylonian. You know, it's in Aramis. Anyway, so listen. So one second. So he says like this. He says the Tashlumi will get back. And who are we going to give it to? The Neitrim Esperium. We're going to give the money to the Talmidei Chachomim. Sounds good. To those who sit before Hashem will be the merchandise, belong its merchandise. And the higher the money that was paid for Tzor, I don't know what that is. Like the din of a person who's nana from Hektish, if you're nana from Hektish, you have to pay back the principal, and you have to pay a fifth as a knas. We're going to pay back just like we took from Klal Yisrael, and they're sanctified to Hashem. They're considered reishis tfuosoi, so we have to give keren v'choymesh, chumshe shel keren, mosayim heim chumshe shel elef. 200 is a fifth of 1,000. So we're going to give back the principal, and we're going to give everything back to the Talmidei Chachomim, who are Yoshvim Lefnei Hashem. Very nice. Now this obviously hasn't happened yet.
Why not?
What? I guess maybe we don't qualify. What? Look at that. A nevuah. We didn't even realize. Look at that.
Look what happens when you get married.
Ready? Starting with that stuff. Wait a week.
I have to buy food before I can. I mean, look what happens when you get married.
Wait, listen to this. So you say that. But anyway, what is the end is that the Umayyads are going to come to recognize L'Yom Hadin. I don't know if the Yom Hadin came yet. I call the Shvorochas to bring him in Mishpot and say, Karmi, even though I gave it over, it was mine. And I know everything you've taken.
It says this will happen with Yom Hadin?
It says L'Yom Hadin. Karmi Shlil Fonai, Rashi says, Yud Beis, the Yom Hadin, Yevim HaKodesh Baruch Hu B'Mishpot. So I don't know if this happened yet. And he'll say, Karmi Afa Pishim Asarti B'Yedchem Shalihu. Ulefonai Bo Kol HaChataftem Lechem Espiru V'lo Nachem Mimeni. Mashi Gwesim, nothing is missing from me. I've seen everything. Nothing is hidden. And they'll say, we'll give you back the principle that we took. HaKoyl Nachzi Lecho. And we'll give another, add another 20% to it, another choymesh mishalonu. And who are we going to give it to? We give it to the chachomim, tachas anachoshes of Yisohov, the notmes perio, the ones who guard the fruit. Who are the guardians of Klal Yisrael? Matami chachomim. Oysam tashlum latem chomesh al kila, yoishu mifnei Hashem, yeh sachron. Okay, like the din of Nenim and a Hekdesh. So that's very interesting. So first of all, we see that who are the ones that are considered the guardians and the protectors of Klal Yisrael. It's not the army, just a little political, unpaid political announcement. It's not the army, it's not the Knesset, it's not the Minister of Defense, it's not the foreign ministry, it's not the prime minister, it's not the president of the United States, it's the Talmidei Chachomim. But these are Talmidei Chachomim that are the nature, noitrim es period, the fruit of this vineyard, which is Klal Yisrael, and the produce that Klal Yisrael produces, and the future of Klal Yisrael is guarded by the Talmidei Chachomim. And the Umay Sa'ulam are going to bring payment. They're going to come to realize this, that we have to give it all back to the Talmidei Chachomim. But also, where do we see that it's Talmidei Chachomim? Because like Yoishvim lifnei Hashem yesachro, Talmidei Chachomim are equated to those who sit in front of Hashem. In other words, the Pshat is in the stomach. The Pshat is like the Mishnah. Mishnah is afilo echod. She Yoishiv aloymed Torah shchino kenegdo. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Even if you're sitting learning by yourself, the Shechina is there. The Shechina rests on the table of the Talmidei Chachomim when they're learning Torah. So the Talmud Chochom is considered like Yoishvim lefnei Hashem, and they're the ones that get all this Schoira. So this is just not very interesting, though. So when the time comes for the Umayis to pay back, and the Schoira we're talking about in this world, because if it's in the next world, so it's not really they're paying back to us. Well, what are we going to do with the money in the next world? You know, can't take it with you. They say.
That's what they say.
If they're paying back in the next world, so I'll take it with me. I'll have some extra too. So Teretz is, we're not talking about the next. We're talking about Yom HaDin in this world, when the Yom HaDin will happen, and they'll be brought to justice. So they're gonna. So Lomaisa Talmidei Chachomim have something to look forward to. So they may be a little bit. Things are a little difficult now, and money's a little tight right now. But Lemaisa, keep sitting with Nei Hashem, and eventually all that they took from us, which is, I mean, what they took, look, just alone, just what the Nazis took in Jewish money. You're talking about billions of dollars that they're trying, you know, with the restitution now, whatever they're giving back. Fortunes of money, not to mention all the paintings.
Yeah,
the works of art and all the silver and gold and jewelry and everything they took. They're all going to give it back, plus a choymish. Who's it going to go to? It's going to Talmidei Chachomim. Because Talmidei Chachomim are really responsible. If you want to pay back Klal Yisrael for everything, gives it to the Talmidei Chachomim. They're the ones who are responsible.
What does that mean to give it back to the Talmidei Chachomim?
What? They'll get paid. That's what it says.
Good. And everyone else.
What? Money.
What about rightful owner? What about the rightful?
In this world, Pashtus is Ein Ben Yemoisa Moshiach Loilam Hazeh Elo Shibud Malchus Bilvor. The difference between the Moisa Moshiach and this world is that the Goyim will be Meshubin. This, I guess, is part of Shibud Malchus. The Goyim will be Meshubin to Klal Yisrael. They're going to come back and they're going to say, hey, Hashem's going to say to them, hey guys, you know all the money you took? I have a cheshbon. Imagine that. You took billions, trillions over the years. Who knows what they took? I got a cheshbon for every penny. You got to give it all back and you got to be Moisif Choymish. And it sounds like, they're volunteering that on their own. They will come to such a hakorah of the prominence of Klal Yisrael. The Shibud Malchus will be to such an extent that not that Hashem will say, hey, you owe me a choymesh also. Because it says, Masayim Nurtnes Tirashi says, V'oid Noisif Harbe Mishalonu, V'nitin Lahem, L'Roshayim L'Chachamim. Look what the Goyim will realize. They'll realize we have to give a choymesh. They'll realize we were moil behektish. Yeah. They'll realize we have to add on our own volition a choymesh. And they'll also realize to whom does that go? to the neutre.
You're giving the goyim a lot of credit over here.
No.
Yeah, right.
When Mashiach will come, when Mashiach will come, it'll be molo ores deas Hashem kimaim liyam achasim. They will see it all. In fact, there's a beautiful vort. The Brisker Rov said it, and Doshila said it as a shmooze once, and then I saw
it written.
What?
No,
he never saw the Brisker Rov. I saw it later when a book was printed in the Hakdoma, they had this word from the Brisker Rov, the same word. The Gemara says that Laosid Lovoy, the Goyim are going to come and try to collect schar for what they did. We made many bridges, and we made many buildings, and we made many roads, and we made many improvements. The Kulon, Bishvil Yisrael, she is Asko Batoira. And they made it all for Yisrael Shesasko Batoira. So the answer to them is, yes, you did. The only thing is, that wasn't your kavona. You did it maybe for the opposite reason, or you did it for whatever personal reasons you had, and that wasn't your kavona. So the shaila is, they both asked, how could they come with Osid Lovoy? Mainly in this world, you try to fake it out, that's one thing. Over there, in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom, in the Olam HaEmes, and the world sees the truth, and the company says, oh, we did all of this Bishvil Yisrael.
That's what a guy is.
That's your terrence, yeah? That's what a guy is. But not Osid Lovoy, a guy is going to be, he's going to be, oy, noisif choymesh. We were moil behektish. We have to give a choymesh, and we're doing it on our own, and we're giving it to Talmidei Chachomim, because we know that they're the neutrim esperioi. That's what a guy is, Osid Lovoy.
I
have that hakora too. Okay. Molo or it's deas Hashem. Kemaim lam. I don't know. Kemaim lam. It's not relevant to this now. We passed that already. You hear? So kemaim lam achasim. So what's the pshat? So they both said the same thing. They said, "Lo'osid lovoy." When it'll be a molo or it's deas Hashem. When it'll be the kam lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it will be so borur that everything was bishvil Yisroel sheyisasku b'Torah. That the claim is just a natural claim. Taka, we did it, Bishwil. And there'll be no hoza that wasn't your kavona, because it's clear, of course, everything we did, we were the agents to build the world for Klal Yisrael.
The Rosh Hashiva said this?
Yeah.
It's not his style, really.
Sure it is.
Yeah?
It's the only pshat you could say.
I know, but it's not like,
okay,
know,
whatever.
It's not schmoozy.
What?
It's not schmoozy.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
It has a little brisker touch to it, and that's why the Rav said it too. Okay, so it's the same thing. It's so clear. In other words, you can't say, if you were mechavim for the wrong thing, oh, come on, who are you fooling? You want to fool me, it's one thing. You want to fool the Rebbeinu Shalom and say, oh, we're going to get credit for this, we never call you someone. No. The reality will be so blatant that, push it. That's what it is. And Hashem will say to them only one thing, you're right. Except that wasn't your kavona. Go to anyway. Okay, next. That's it. Okay, so we have two more psukim. Well, next week we have a siyum, Bez Hashem. What is Wednesday? Wednesday is a fast day?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, that's a perfect time for a siyum. Won't cost me anything.
Okay. After all this talk about the Talmidei Chachamim having all the money.
No, not yet. Oh, you mean we should borrow? Oh, we could borrow in that account. I'm going to go to a guy and I'm going to say, I want to borrow $1 trillion. And then so say, you know, Talmidei Chachamim.
No, but for this story you are, though.
Okay, very good. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.
Okay, so we finish up next time. Believe me.
Yeah. Thanks.